بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue, inshaAllah, with the stories of the prophets by the Allama, the Mufassir of the Qur'an, the great scholar Shaykh Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah, who died 1376 Hijriya, the teacher of Shaykh al-Allama al-Mufassir al-Faqih, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. And we reach the story of Shu'ayb عليه الصلاة والسلام. الشيخ السعدي رحمه الله said, نبأه الله وأرسله إلى أهل مدين. الله عز وجل, he sent him to the people of Madian and he made him a prophet. وكانوا مع شركهم يبخسون المكاييل والموازين. So along with their shirk that they used to do, they also used to cheat the people in their weighing and measuring. And so when people would buy from them, they would not give them the full measure. Allah says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. Woe to the mutaffifin. Who are the mutaffifin? When they want from others, they want in full. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. But when they themselves have to weigh for the to give, they give less. So when they take full. But when they give less. SubhanAllah. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. And Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, in the tafsir of this verse, he talks about the husband and wife. Because you think, how has that got a relationship with mutaffifin? But he talks about the husband and wife. When you want from your wife, full rights. But when you have to give the rights to your wife, you give less. That's also mutaffifun. That's also the ones who come under the verse, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. And wail is a river in Jahannam. Woe to those. It's a rebuking word against those who are deserving of it. They give less. They cheat. They deceive. Just like those when they give dates, they put the best dates on the top and the bottom. There's all these gone off dates. Or gone off fruits and vegetables, grapes, whatever it is. On the top they put the good stuff. At the bottom, they hide in what they have. That's why, subhanAllah, in Islam, the complete Sharia, Allahumma barik, fulfills each and everyone's needs for buying and selling. Each and everyone's needs is fulfilled. For example, you're not allowed to buy something you don't know. It's for reality. So I can't say to you, like they have in the markets in some places, whatever is in this bag, you take for £10. This is haram. هذا لا يجوز. Why? Because you don't know what's in the bag. So when you, mashallah, the first person gets it, it gets, mashallah, something that's worth £20. So then a lot of people come forward, 10, 20 people come forward, and they all put £10, £10, £10. When they get home, it's something which is worth £1. This is la yajuz. This is not allowed. This is cheating, a form of cheating. And Islam is about justice. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah commands with justice and righteousness. Even in buying and selling, you must be just. When you sell, when you give, you must be just. SubhanAllah, even borrowing money, you must be just. The Messenger ﷺ even allowed that when you borrow money, the one that has borrowed, he is allowed to give extra back out of his own kindness, out of his own love, out of his own mercy. Because why? He wants to He wants to thank the person who has given him money or given him something. He wants to return it in full and more. That is allowed. What is not allowed is riba. Where the person who lends you the money, he makes it a condition that you give him more. This is haram. Because this here contains dhulm, contains oppression. That you actually ask for more than what you give. But if the person wants to give you extra out of his mercy, that is not called riba. That is allowed. And it's allowed in the Sharia. The Messenger mentioned that in an authentic narration. You're not allowed to buy something that you don't know its full details. That you don't know its details. Can't buy something that you don't know. And knowing it, Sheikh Ubayd says, can be out of seeing it, or can be out of knowing its details. So for example, on the internet, you can buy something, for example, that has its details and specifications. That is allowed. So long as what is being mentioned is exactly as the item that you are purchasing. So Allah says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Woe to the mutaffifun, the repudiators. Those who, when they give less. When they want in full. How many people like that today? How many people today, when it comes to business, they're like that? They cheat. And the Messenger said, مَنْ غَشَّ لَيْسَ مِنَّا. This was an evil trait amongst the people of Madian. And Shu'aib was sent to them. But what did he send? What did he call them to first and foremost? It wasn't away from cheating. First and foremost, he called them away from shirk. Then he called them to fulfill the rights of the people. So the first da'wah of all the prophets is at tawheed. The rights of Allah. Hadith Mu'ad radiallahu anhu, where the Messenger asked Mu'ad while he was riding behind the Messenger said, أَتَدْرِ مَا حَقُّ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ. Do you know the rights of Allah upon His slaves? He said, Allah wa Rasulullah a'lam. Allah and His Messenger know best. حَقُّ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ أَن يَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْءٍ. This is Allah's rights upon the servants. That they worship Him and do not commit shirk with Him in anything. Do not set up partners with Allah in anything. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, أَيُّ الذَّنْبِ أَعْظَمْ. O Messenger of Allah, what is the worst, severest of sins? He said, أَنْ تَجْعَلِ اللَّهِ نِدًّا وَهُوَ خَلَقَكَ. That you make with Allah a partner, he said, while He is the one who created you. Ibrahim ibn Adham. He said, why is it you eat the food that Allah has provided you, but you don't worship Him? SubhanAllah. He mentioned five things. We mentioned it, inshallah, in the khutbah this Friday. Five things. Why is it that you tread the earth when it belongs to Allah and you don't worship Him while you're on it? You enjoy the night for rest and you enjoy the day for your ma'isha, for your provisions and livelihood, and you don't worship Him. Why? Allah is the one who created you for His worship. You need it, Allah doesn't need it. We need it. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and mankind except that they worship Him. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. Allah doesn't want any risk from you. Any sustenance. Nor any provision. إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو قُوَّةٍ مَتِينَ. Allah is the Razzaq. He didn't say Ar-Raziq. Of course Allah is Ar-Raziq and Ar-Razzaq. What's the difference? The difference is Ar-Razzaq in the Arabic language, الفعال على الوزن المبالغة. It shows vastness. He's not only a provider, He is vast in providing. He provides, and He provides, and He provides. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Everything is written for you, Ya Abdullah. Even the ant that's treading this path, on its path. Even the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the bird that goes out in the morning, empty and comes back full. لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرُ يَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَيَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. if you were truly to rely upon Allah, you would be like the bird that goes out hungry in the morning, early in the morning, showing you that the significance of the barakah in the morning, and comes back full. And that is one of the reasons for increase in rizq, is al-barakah, the barakah in the morning. Some people spend all morning sleeping until dhuhr, nasallahu alayhi wa sallam. The asl is, the morning is for rizq. Yaghdu, al-ghudu is early, early morning. Early morning, yaghdu. Na'am. يغدو خماصا ويروح بطانا, goes out early in the morning hungry, comes back full. Allahu Akbar. Allah has provided for that. There isn't any dabba, any creature upon the earth, إلا على الله رزقها, except Allah is provided for it. So why cheat? Why deceive? Why cheat in your weighing? And why? There's no need, because even if you try to do that, whatever is written for you is written for you. You make money haram, it's gonna go. It's, whatever is written for you to consume, you will consume. Whatever is written for you to give in charity, you will do. Based upon Allah's great wisdom. Allah knows what you're going to do before you do it, subhanAllah. So why cheat? Why lie? Why deceive? SubhanAllah. Allah's kingdom is vast. And Allah is dur. Huh? Allah is razzaq. He's a razzaq. He's a razzaq. The one who gives and He gives. He outstretches His hands. Huh? In the day. For those who sinned in the night. Outstretches His hands in the night for those who sinned in the day. So in His mercy and His forgiveness and His provision, His sustenance, providing for each, even the person is a sinner, even the person is a disbeliever, he's still providing for them water. If this deen, the Messenger of Allah said, if this dunya was worth the wing of a mosquito to Allah's sight, in Allah's sight, He would not have given the disbeliever to drink. SubhanAllah, it's not even worth the wing of a mosquito. So why cheat? And why be like the people of Madian, who first and foremost they did shirk, and they had this evil trait of cheating. But look how the messengers, they start with aqidah first. There's a problem in society, but they still started with aqidah first. Yes, they called to being just, but they started with tawheed first. Not like the one in America, Allah Yahdi Shadid Muhammad, who says, Tawheed, 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 Tawheed. The scholars, all they talk about is Tawheed. 5 times he mentioned it. Yaqi, is that how much hatred you have for Tawheed? That you would mention it in such a belittlement way, or belittled way? Tawheed, 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 Layl wa Nahar. He says, day and night, Tawheed. SubhanAllah. We wish it was day and night. That was the da'wah of Nuh alayhi salatu salam. What did he say? إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. I called my people day and night. So you're going against Nuh alayhi salam. You're like the people that Nuh was talking to then. Except that you are Muslim. But you're in your traits. Huh? You belittle in that which the Anbiya called to. إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. I call my people night and day. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا. My da'wah only caused them to run away further away. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَجْعَلُ وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. Every time I call them to that which Allah will bless them with forgiveness, they covered they blocked their ears and they covered their eyes. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't want to know. They want to hear it, they didn't want to see it. They didn't want to hear it because he was calling them to Tawheed. But when Nuh alayhi wa sallam is using sign language, telling them, you worship Allah, they cover their eyes, they don't want to see it. So even when he used sign language, he's telling them, you Allah, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cover their eyes, they didn't want to see it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this weakness in understanding the importance of Tawheed. Tawheed is your salvation, Ya Abdullah. Tawheed is that which will get you to Jannah. Tawheed is ikhlas. Hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Bukhari, Kitab al-Ilm. Ya Rasulallah, man as'adu al-nas bi shafa'atik. O Messenger of Allah, who is the most happiest? Who are the happiest people concerning your intercession Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment? In the last part of the hadith, the Messenger of Allah said, أسعد الناس بشفاعة يوم القيامة من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا من قلبه. The happiest people concerning my intercession on the Day of Judgment are those who say لا إله إلا الله, that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, sincerely from their heart. Allahu Akbar. Sincerely from their heart. Tawheed. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم on his deathbed, what did he say? لا تطروني كما أطرأت النصارى عيسى بن مريم ولكن قولوا عبد الله ورسوله. Don't exaggerate in praising me just like the Christians did with Isa ibn Maryam. I'm a slave of Allah and His Messenger. Allahu Akbar. Tawheed. Tawheed. On his deathbed. لعن الله اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجدا ألا لا تتخذوا قبر مسجدا. He said Allah's curse is upon the Jews and Christians for what? For taking the graves of their prophets as places of worship. Don't take my grave as a place of worship. And don't take any other grave as a place of worship. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تجعلوا بيوتكم قبورا. Don't make your houses as graves. What does it mean? Make your salawat and nawafil, your sunnah prayers in your houses. Read Quran in your houses. Do dhikr in your houses. Because this is not a present in the graveyard. At the graveyard. We don't read Quran at the graveyard. We don't pray sunnah prayers at the graveyard. We don't bow at the graveyard. Nor do we do sujood at the graveyard. Nor do we call upon the dead at the graveyard. We call upon Allah to protect those who are buried. Salaamu alaykum. May Allah protect you, oh, those who have preceded us from the Muslims. You have preceded us and we are following you. Allahu Akbar. وَيَغُشُّونَ فِي الْمُعَامَلَاتِ. The people of Madian, they used to cheat in the interactions with the people. وَيَنْقُصُونَ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. They used to belittle the people's things that they have. And Allah says, وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. Don't belittle what the people have. Like for example, the man, he wants to sell something, and before you, like, because you want the price to go down, you say, Akhi, that car is really mashed up, Akhi. That car is really, and you start saying things that really is not true, just to put the price down. This is not allowed. If it's true, it's true. If it's really yani an old car that is, you know, the mileage is over 300,000, okay. But if it's actually, if you're trying to bring a lie, it's not allowed. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسِ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. Don't belittle what the people have. يعني in an evil way, in an evil manner, in order to cheat them. In order to cheat them. Give the people their rights, يَخِي. فَدَعَاهُمْ إِلَى تَوْحِيدِ اللَّهِ. First thing is, he called them to tawheed of Allah. وَنَهَاهُمْ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ بِهِ. And he forbade them from shirk. وَأَمَرَهُمْ بِالْعَدْلِ فِي الْمُعَامَلَاتِ. And he commanded them with justice in their interactions. وَزَجَرَهُمْ فِي عَنِ الْبَخْسِ فِي الْمُعَامَلَاتِ. And he warned them away from al-bakhs, belittlement in the mu'amalat, in the interactions. وَذَكَرَهُمُ الْخَيْرَ الَّذِي أَدْرَاهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And he reminded them, Shu'aib alayhi salam, reminded them of the good that Allah has given them. What are you cheating for? You have a nice house, you have this, you have enough money, you have this and you have that and so on, Allah gave you this. Why are you still cheating? Miserable, Yahi. And you find that with the most miserable people. Subhanallah. They're rich. They have money. But he's still cheating the people, Yahi. Ajib. And look, Shu'aib alayhi salam is reminding them, look, Allah has blessed you. Allah has given you. And you still want to cheat the people. Greed. It's greed. وَالْأَرْزَاقَ الْمُتَنَوِّعَةَ. And all the different types of provisions that Allah has provided you with. And you're still cheating? وَأَنَّهُمْ لَيْسُ بِحَاجَةٍ إِلَى ظُلْمِ النَّاسِ. And you don't really have a need. You're not poor. You're not in the, like, in such a situation where you even require to oppress the people, not that it's allowed, it's not allowed to oppress. Oppression is darkness yawm al-qiyamah, as the Messenger said, al-dhulmu dhulumat yawm al-qiyamah. Oppression is darkness. وَخَوَّفَهُمَ الْعَذَابَ الْمُحِيطِ. And he made them fear the grievous punishment, which is vast in this life before even the hereafter. Punishment is coming. فَأَجَابُوهُ سَاخِرِينَ وَرَدُّوا عَلَيْهِ مُتَهَكِّمِينَ. And then they replied with sarcasm, and they replied in belittlement to him. Do you know what they said to him? He's calling them to good. And look what they say to him. They said, Ya Shu'aybu, as-salatuka ta'muraka an natruka ma ya'budu aba'una. Is it that your prayer commands us to leave our forefathers and what they were upon? Does your prayer, your salah, command that we give up what our forefathers used to be upon in worship? And then they said, وَأَنَّفْعَلْ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَاءُ. And that we do whatever we like with our wealth and property. إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ الْحَلِيمُ الرَّشِيدُ. Verily, you are the forbearer, right-minded. And that actually is a sarcastic statement. They're not actually meaning that you are a good person and you are forbearing. And you're forbearing. That's why, to translate this correctly, is with the exclamation mark at the end, to show sarcasm. And many translations of the Quran, they didn't do that. But mashallah, tabarakallah, Muhsin Khan with Taqidin Hilali, they put the exclamation mark. Because it's a sarcastic statement. They're not saying to him, mashallah, you know, you are forbearing and you are right-minded, you're righteous. They're not saying, they said, oh yeah, you're right, you're right, aren't you? You know, you're okay, you're good. SubhanAllah, look how they are. And they say, does your prayer command you to do this? Does your prayer command you... Huh? Of course, the prayer commands us to do goodness. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Of course, the prayer commands us to keep away from munkar. This prayer, if it is done correctly, with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the takbir, and affirming that in your heart, with tasbih, and affirmation of that, with the tawheed and the qira'at al-fatiha, done in such a way where you are exalting Allah, glorifying Allah, asking for His forgiveness, such that you come out of the prayer, you feel your iman has increased. Of course, that is the prayer that will keep you away from haram. Of course, that is the prayer that will keep you from doing unjust deeds. Of course, that is the prayer that will keep you away from cheating people. Of course, that is the prayer that will keep you away from shirk. Because you're calling upon Allah, standing in front of Allah. Allahu Akbar. No one else is greater than Allah. And so you are sincere in that which you do. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. And seek help. With what? With patience and prayer. It will keep you away from haram. It will keep you away from oppression. And others harming you. Allah will be your wali. Allah waliyu الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah will be your guardian and your protector. Someone is trying to harm you. But because you have your barrier of salah, yes, it's going to protect you. By the will of Allah, of course, salah will protect you. Because that salah, you did it for Allah's sake. And you did it attentively. And you did it. And you stood up. Fulfilling the commandments of Allah. Exalting that which Allah has legislated. Exalting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fulfilling that which He has legislated. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. إِنَّهَا وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever gives importance to the legislation of Allah, that is from the piety of the hearts. You give importance to salah, that's from the piety of the hearts. You give importance to fasting and zakah and hajj and all that which Allah has legislated, that is from the piety of the hearts. And that is what will give you in return protection, and give you inshallah in return aid. Allah said in the Quran. Allah said it. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Surah Al-An'am. Those who believe and they do not taint their belief with الظلم, with shirk, they are the ones who have security and they are the ones who have guidance. And in the last part, or the last verse of Surah Al-Furqan, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Allah won't concern Himself with you, with aiding you, with giving you protection, with giving you sustenance, with giving you whatever, if it wasn't for the worship of your Lord. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Yes, others are given. Disbelievers, they're not worshipping Allah, but look how they're rich, some of them. So what? How would you answer that then? Sheikh Fawzan answers. He goes, money Allah gives to those who are Muslim and those who are non-Muslim. Wealth Allah gives it to both. Property Allah gives it to both. But for the believer, Allah blesses, if he, out of his wisdom, knows that it's good for him, He blesses him with that because he's being charitable and so on. And if he's going to harm him from his wisdom, sometimes he withholds it. It is possible that the situation arises. But for the disbeliever, it is istidraj. Allah says, سَنَسْتِدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْتُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. Yes, step by step we'll give them. Keep giving them in full. Give them. Without them realizing. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ in full. But what did he say afterwards? إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. Our plan is mighty. Allahu Akbar. Our plan is mighty. Such that he's enjoying his wealth in the haram, and his soul is taken away upon ghafla, upon heedlessness. Then what did he benefit from his wealth then? What did he benefit from his children then? SubhanAllah. But for the believer who's righteous, even if he doesn't have much, but he's praising Allah. Even if he doesn't have much, he's praising Allah. Maybe he doesn't have a house. Maybe he doesn't have wealth. Maybe he doesn't have children. But he still said, Alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of his patience. Allah knows of his forbearance. And how beautiful that is of a feeling, that you know that Allah knows. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. So seek help. Seek help with patience and prayer. Inna Allaha ma'as sabireen. Allah is with the patient ones. The ma'iyyah here is ma'iyyah al-khassah. That specific ma'iyyah. Allah is with you. In helping you, in aiding you, in giving you victory, in dealing with your oppressors, in giving you all that you ask for, that is based upon His wisdom. وَعَطَاكُمْ كُلَّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. And He's given you everything that you ask for. وَإِنْتَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you were to enumerate or count the blessings of Allah, the blessing of Allah, you will not be able to count it exactly. There are so many blessings Allah gives us. There are so many blessings, and the greatest blessing is the Tawheed. How is it? The likes of Sufyan al-Thawrihullah mentions, from the greatest of blessings is the Tawheed. The greatest blessing. And then you get somebody nowadays come 1400 years or 1300 years later, and he's saying, ah, Tawheed, Tawheed, Tawheed. Of course Tawheed. This is ikhlas. This is about sincerity. Because with that, if you're sincere, your interaction with people will be good as well. And Allah said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, the prayer which is done correctly, it keeps the person away from evil and unjust deeds. Fahsha and munkar, lewd deeds. وَأَنَّهُمْ لَيْسُ بِحَاجَةِ الظُّلْمِ. So Shu'aib said to them, you have no need to oppress others. You have, you know, Allah's given you in different types of wealth, different, but still you are oppressing others? Then he said, and he mentioned, Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah said, that the people of Madian, they mocked Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. And they said, فَنَحْنُ جَازِمُونَ عَلَى عِبَادَةِ مَا كَانَ آبَاؤُنَا يَعْبُدُونَ. They said, we're going to continue worshipping what our forefathers used to worship. Basically, we're going to continue being blind followers. And the Messenger of Allah said, لَا تَكُنْ إِمْعَةِ إِنْ أَحْسَنَ النَّاسَ أَحْسَنْتُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَاءَ النَّاسَ أَسَأْتُمْ. Don't be a blind follower. Don't be sheep. Huh? Don't be like sheep. If the people are good, I'm good. If the people are bad, I'm bad. جَازِمُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّنَا نَفْعَلُ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نُرِيدُ. That we will do with our wealth what we like. Look. They know it's haram what they're doing. They say, we're going to do what we like. مِنْ أَيِّ مُعَامَلَةٍ تَكُونَ. From any interaction that it requires. فَلَا نُدْخِلُ تَحْتَ أَوَامِرِ اللَّهِ وَأَوَامِرِ رُسُلِهِ. So we'll not. فَلَا نُدْخَلُ. We will not enter under any commandments of Allah, not any forbiddance that is upon us. Ya qawmi ara'aytum in kuntu ala bayyinatin min Rabbi. So Shu'aib answered them and said to them, O my people, don't you see, don't you consider, don't you look, that is Allah is the one that He has given me and has provided for me. And He's the one who has given me this clarity. This clarity came from Allah, and He is the one who has provided for me this rizqan hasana, this good provision. And this shows you gratitude from the prophets. Gratitude. Wala in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful, Allah will give you more. Wala in kafartum inna adabi la shadid. And if you are ungrateful, then my punishment is severe. And look what Shu'aib continued to say to them. Alayhi salatu wasalam. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْهِ إِنْ أُرِيدُ إِلَّا الْإِصْلَاحِ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. I do not want to oppose you, he says to them, for the sake of opposing you in that which I forbid you from doing. I just want rectification. I just want a society which is good. إِنْ أُرِيدُ إِلَّا الْإِصْلَاحِ. I just want rectification, mastata'at, to the best of my ability. To Allah I rely, alayhi tawakkaltu wa ilayhi unib, and to Allah I continue to repent to Him sincerely. Meaning that I did not forbid you from this evil thing for any personal gain. And this shows you the da'wah of the anbiya. Their da'wah is sincere. Their da'wah is not for themselves to overcome the people and cheat the people. Their da'wah is to help the people get closer to Allah, to know Allah's rights upon themselves. إِلَّا وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ تَارِكٍ لَهَا. Because I'm the first to leave this, what I'm calling you to. I'm calling you to keep away from cheating, from lying, from deserting. I'm the first to leave it. مَعَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَعْطَانِي وَسَّعَ عَلَيَّ وَأَنَا مُحْتَاجٌ إِلَى الْمُعَامَلَةِ. And Allah, although Allah has given me in this, but I'm in need. Shu'aib, alayhi salatu wasalam, a prophet, he's in need of. Who is not in need of others helping him? Who's not in need of Allah's helping him? Others helping him in a halal way, in a good way. Subhanallah, you need to go here. Something happens, you need to go to the hospital. You need to go to. Who's not in need? We're all in need, wallah. Of what? Of the general everyday help. SubhanAllah, who's not in need? And Allah SubhanAllah is the provider of that. But SubhanAllah, He's not asking them for that. He's not asking them for anything. So He has a need, like everyone else, human being. But He's not asking them for anything. لَا أُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. I don't even want thanks from you. Nor any reward from you. He doesn't want that. Even though he's human. But still. It shows you, subhanAllah, that what the prophets came with is rectification. And wallahi, rectification will not come about unless the da'i, the caller to Allah in his community, he is sincere to Allah. And he is upright. But if that is not the case, then you will not find success for that particular person. Which is a reality. And you see that people come into this country. How many people come to this country trying to give da'wah here? An individual came, his name is Majdi Warda. He came to this country, an Egyptian individual. He came and subhanAllah, you know, started. Eventually the people realized that he is using the deen in order to gain personal gain. With credit cards and all this kind of credit cards that don't belong to him, and using all these kind of things. Yeah, whichever community he goes to, he's doing the same thing, cheating the people. Same in America, he did the same. To the extent, I don't know if that's still, that website is still up there, but it's called stopmajdiwarda.com. Wallahi. stopmajdiwarda.com. It's on the internet, how he's gone to community cheating the people. cheating the people, using these false credit cards and using this one. That. What is this? Subhanallah. You choose the world for a miserable gain using the deen. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that. And the people will come. He said, subhanAllah, he said, in the time of the Sahaba, your scholars are many and your reciters are less, a few. But a time will come where your reciters are many and your scholars are few. And the people will use the deen for the dunya. The a'malul akhirah, the deen for the dunya. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah protect us. Wa ma tawfiqi illa billah. And my tawfiq, the enlightenment is only from Allah. Alayhi tawakkaltu wa ilayhi unib. This is what he said to them. To him I rely and to him I turn into repentance continuously. And all of those who came to this country and they used, as the Shaykh Muhammad bin Hadi said, مَا لَيَمِيلُ مَيْلًا. They used wealth until they deviated and they went astray. Using wealth to gain wealth. Using the deen for wealth. You're miserable, wallah. Using the deen for wealth. What is this life but playing the music? وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وَلَا الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ فَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. The abode of the hereafter is better for the pious. Don't you reflect? Don't you understand? Don't you ponder? Don't you consider? Then he continued to call them away from the haram. He said, لَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شِقَاقِي أَنْ يُصِيبَكُمْ مِثْلُ مَا أَصْحَابَ قَوْمَ نُوحٍ. That what? If I keep away from you, I've done my dawah and I keep away, it won't be long before what will come to you, what came to the people of Nuh. They were drowned, and what will come to you, you will also be punished. أَوْ قَوْمَ هُودٍ, or the people of Hud. أَوْ قَوْمَ صَالِح, or the people of Salih. Different types of punishments Allah sent to the different types of people and nations who turned away, whether it was a flood, or a wind, or a shout, صَيْحَة, a shout, or whether their whole society was turned upside down like the people of Lot. So different types of punishments Allah sent. Subhanallah. وَمَا قَوْمُ لُوطٍ مِنْكُمْ بِبَعِيدٍ. And the people of Lot, what happened to them is not far off. It just happened recently. It just happened a while back. ثُمَّ عَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمَ التَّوْبَةِ. Then he presented to them to repent. وَرَغَّبَهُمْ فِيهَا. And he encouraged them to repent to Allah. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Seek forgiveness from your Lord and repent to Him. إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. Indeed, my Lord is forgiving, is merciful, and is loving. Wadud, it's a beautiful name. Al-Wid, love and friendship and kindness. فَلَمْ يَفِدْ فِيهِمْ. That didn't benefit them. فَقَالُوا مَا نَفْقَهُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَقُولُ. We don't really understand much of what you're saying. That sounds like some of the partisan groups nowadays. You present to them Tawheed, Aqeedah, oh, this is too much. Some of them even say words that are disgusting. I can't even say it. Verbal, whatever. They say this is what you're according to. A brother writes upon Iman, a brother writes about Tawheed, and he sits there and he calls it verbal. How can you, ayatu ahadith, and you're calling it that? And we don't, you know, things are above the people. What above the people? You want the people to be sheep all the time. What is difficult in understanding aqeedah? If the person studies it, mashallah, when it comes to money, the person is very sharp. Shares, mashallah. Currency, buying and selling between currencies, the person is on the ball. On top of the world. He learns all of that. Goes to study a PhD. But mashallah, when it comes to iman, what's this? Jargon. Too much for the people's mind. Mashallah, you study PhD, But when this comes to aqeedah, it's too much for the people's mind. Ajib. وَهَذَا لِعِنَادِهِمْ. Wallahi, this is from the inad. From the abstinence in rejecting and the arrogance in accepting the truth. وَبُغْضِهِمْ الْبَلِيغْ لِلْحَقِّ And their hatred for the truth to be reached. And they say, وَإِنَّا نَرَاكَ فِينَا ضَعِيفًا And we see you as somebody who's ضعيف, who's weak. Well, you are the Prophet. You're a human being like us, like they said to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You walk in the street, in the markets, and you eat food, and you eat, and you drink water. How can you be the Prophet? This is what they used to say. We see you as someone weak. And they call the believers Ardalun, lowly people. You people, you Muslims, you are the ones, or the chosen people, you are the ones who are blessed paradise. You people. SubhanAllah. But if they read the Quran, and they see the fadl of Allah upon the Muslims, hey wallah, hey wallah, you wake up in the morning to when you go to sleep, you have a purpose in your life. What is your purpose, O non-Muslim, in this life? Just eat and drink. What is the difference in you and others from creation, from cattle and so on? What is the difference? They're also eating and drinking. Allah has raised you with Islam. Allah has raised you with Aql as-Salim, with intellect that is upright, to search and research and to study and to go out. And Allah has raised you with that. Allah has raised you. So study and research, and you will come to know just by reading the Quran. How many of this, they want to read the Quran to refute it, they end up, they can't, it's too powerful. The Quran, the authority of Allah, the reckoning that is repeated, the reminder is powerful. Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. This Quran guides that which is upright. It's not calling you to haram. It's calling you to respect women. Whole chapter, Surah An-Nisa, fulfilling the rights of inheritance of each and every one. Quran is justice. Quran is mercy. Subhanallah. وَإِنَّ نَرَاكَ فِينَ ضَعِيفًا وَلَوْلَا رَهْتُكَ لَرَجَمْنَاكَ He said, if it wasn't for your your worship, or your, they call it rahat, your priesthood, but in fact it's his zuhd, absence from the world and loving to worship Allah, they said, we would have stoned you. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْنَا بِعَزِيزٍ But he continued. Shu'ayb a.s. was persistent, calling them. He didn't lay back. Continued, يَا قَوْمِ أَرَهْتِ أَعَزُّ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ Look how you respect me as an individual, saying that, oh, your priesthood or your abstinence from the world, is that more important? Is that more honorable than Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's the Almighty. He's the compeller. He's the one we return to. So why don't have that honor for Allah? وَاتَّخَتْتُمُوهُ وَرَاءَكُمْ ظِهْرِيًّا Such that you can turn your back away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ رَبِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ Indeed, my Lord is all aware of what you do. Full aware of what you do. When he saw the abstinence, the rejection from accepting the truth, he said to them, يَا قَوْمِ وَيَا قَوْمِ Oh my people! Look how he's addressing them. Oh my people! He's not insulting them. Da'wah of the Anbiya. Oh my people. Not just any people. Oh my people. I'mad. And my people doesn't mean my color people. Like some people say, MashaAllah, my people is my race. My people. This is not the Anbiya. They weren't like that. They weren't racist. It wasn't like, oh, if you're black, it's my people. Or if you're a particular country, or particular, if you're from China, for example, of your white, oh my people. No, it's not like that. Da'wah is to all, black, white, whatever it is. The Prophet ﷺ came to break these barriers of nationalism, of racism. Look, Bilal radiallahu anhu, when Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said to him, you son of a black woman, what did the Prophet ﷺ say? إِنَّكَ مْرُؤٌ فِيكَ جَهِلِيَّةٌ You are a man who still has ignorance in him. And then what did Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu do? To repent. He put his face on the ground and he said, I will not remove it until Bilal radiallahu anhu steps all over it. SubhanAllah. Look at that. Tawbah of that great Sahabi, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. So he's saying my people. He's not saying my people as in my race. Like they have in America, those people go around saying, oh yeah, Dawah to our people. We've got scholars of our color, our people. What is this? He's a scholar, yahi. He can be black or white, whatever color, doesn't matter. He's a scholar who knows ilm. Alhamdulillah, we accept from him. And the ulama used to accept from him. Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari, rahimahullah, all the way from Mali, was black. And his lineage goes all the way back to Medina. He's Ansari. Goes all the way back to Medina, and he's black. And the scholars used to take from him. It's not about black or white, or color, or race. It's about deen. It's about aqeedah. It's about tawheed. Because your lack of understanding tawheed has made you to follow that misguidance. Nas'al Allah salama. But Sheikh Hamad, now, from the great scholars, the teacher of Sheikh Ubayd al-Jabri, the teacher of teachers, teacher of Sheikh Abbad, in the Haram in Medina, Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari, rahimahullah. You know how he left after Mali was being colonized, and they changed the curriculum in the schools, and they were, you know, the colonizers were harming the people, so that's why he left his country. He left as a scholar, and his maktaba on his back, and he's walking all the way through Africa to try and get to Medina. Allahu Akbar. And he went through a place, he said, I went through a place where the French colonizers in one place, and you've got Italian colonizers, all these different colonizers, each one trying to get a piece of the land and a piece of the country. And as he's walking, there's some of those colonizers, they laid down mines, land mines, so people don't tread or trespass that land to get to the other side. But he said, that's the only way I can get to the other side, is to go through this land. And it says on that, there's a warning sign, no go area. Subhanallah. And behind him is turmoil and hardship and difficulty. He called to Allah to help him, and he went through that land, and he got to the other side. Allahumma barik, safely. When he got to the other side, even the colonizers on the other side, they put out a big banquet for him. They said, nobody has done that before. Nobody has gone through that land and is able to be protected. Lamb, how did you do it? Protection of Allah, ya. Allah is the protector and the guardian. Sheikh Hamad, Allah has already planned for Sheikh Hamad, rahimahullah, to live in Medina, to teach the ulum al-sharia in Medina, to teach the scholars of Medina. Allahu Akbar. Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari. Naam. And Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, rahimahullah, from Ethiopia. Sheikh Fawzan says about him, rahimahullah, Sheikh Muhammad Aman. Alim from Ethiopia, and he was black. Sheikh Muhammad Taqiyuddin al-Hilali al-Maghrabi, African. He was white. Yes, you can have white African as well. Not just black African, you can have white African as well. Ulama, like one person who was giving him da'wah, he's calling to this African, you know, he said, the God is African. Our God is African, and our God. There's one guy in the streets of London, actually, giving him da'wah, and he said, our God is African. Our God is this and our God is that. SubhanAllah. He asked me, where are you from? I said, from Morocco. Morocco. And I said to him, I'm from Africa. He said, no, you're not. SubhanAllah. You can have white Africans as well. Ajeeb, huh? It's not about color, ya Abdullah. It's not about color. It's about aqeedah. So he said to them, ya qawmi, i'malu ala makanatikum, inni amil. You continue doing what you're doing. I'm going to continue what I'm doing. Da'wah to tawheed. Ibadah. Sawfa ta'lamun. You will come to know. Man ya'tihi adabun yukhzihi wa man huwa kadibun. You will come to know whom the punishment will come upon, and whom will be humiliated while he is denying and rejecting the truth. وَارْتَقِبُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ رَقِيبٌ. And be watchful. I'm also watching what's going to happen. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا شُعَيْبًا. And when our command came, we saved Shu'ayb. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ, and those who believed with him. This shows you that the callers to the truth, those who enjoin the good and forbid the evil, Allah will protect from the punishment. بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا, as a mercy from ourselves. وَأَخَذَتِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةُ, and that loud shout, that صَيْحَة, which was so loud that the people died from it. صَيْحَة. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ, and they woke up جَاثِمِينَ. They woke up like there are hollow palm trees on the floor, hollow logs, dead. فَأَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَرًّا أَخَدَ بِأَنْفَاسِهِمْ. How was their punishment? First and foremost, it wasn't just them. The sayha coming upon them, that loud noise that made them. Before that, Allah sent them heat, extreme heat, that they couldn't even breathe. حَتَّى كَادُوا يَخْتَنِقُونَ, until they were about to be يَخْتَنِقُونَ, like they are strangled, they can't breathe anymore. مِنْ شِدَّتِهِ, because of the severity of that heat. ثُمَّ فِي أَثْنَاءِ ذَلِكَ أَرْسَلَ صَحَابًا صَحَابَةً بَارِدًا. Then after that, after extreme heat, cold, extreme, freezing, clouds, punishment of different types. فَأَظَلَّتْهُمْ, so that cloud covered them and enveloped them, which was cold and freezing, brought them absolute frost. فَتَنَادَوْا إِلَى ظِلِّهَا غَيْرَ الظَّلِيلِ فَلَمَّا اجْتَمَعُوا فِيهَا إِلْتَهَبَتْ. They actually thought that is coolness, they need to get out of the heat, that's coolness for them. But when they came to that cloud, they realized that it was extreme. فَأَحْرَقَتْهُمْ, and it actually burnt them due to the severity of it. وَأَصْبَحُوا خَامِدِينَ مُعَدِّبِينَ, and they woke up خَامِدِينَ مُعَدِّبِينَ, punished, مَدْمُومِينَ, dispraised, مَلْعُونِينَ, cursed. فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَوْقَاتِ, in all times. Then the next part, which we'll cover tomorrow inshallah, the benefits of this story. Where Shaykh Abd al-Rahman al-Sa'd rahmahullah, after he brings that introduction, he mentions in point format the benefits. He mentions number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 benefits that we should take from this story of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam with his people. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.